Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen here of InsideCircleTrack.com and InsideDirtRacing.com, coming at you with another edition of Rich's Ramblings. Last year, I started doing some of these things and hoped that I would be doing them throughout the year, but things kind of went off the rails with coronavirus getting in the way. So hopefully that won't be the case this year. And as a matter of fact, coronavirus is going to kind of be the topic I'm going to talk about today. In a sense, but I appreciate you taking the time to give it a listen, and I appreciate the fact that so many of you take the time to click on our stories that we have on the website, on both websites, on InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com as well. What I want to talk about today is how the coronavirus pandemic that we have been through and are going through right now may have actually done NASCAR and all forms of racing a little bit of a favor. Now, let me be really clear here and say that I'm not saying the pandemic was a good thing, because obviously it was not. But sometimes I think we tend to get in a situation where we become, I don't know, too comfortable or just too married to tradition, that we're afraid to change, or that for whatever other reason, we just simply can't change. And last year showed that change sometimes is not only necessary, but can wind up being a good thing. I think there are instances where we have to be, you know, kind of saved from ourselves from time to time, and because we do fall into ruts, and we do things that may tend to actually be a little counterproductive, but we just do them because we've always been doing them. And I feel like that could hold true for NASCAR, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. I think we all have been that way. I mean, think about our personal lives. I'm a high school teacher at Seymour High School in Tennessee, and I've had this discussion with my classes as how many things that we've changed because of the pandemic that we will wind up keeping. Like, for example, we do virtual classes sometimes, and I think that we will always be doing virtual classes from now on. And I think there are other things like that. In our personal lives, I think we've learned over this past year. I mean, like, for example, how many trips to Walmart a week do we really need to make? You know, I think we've learned this year that we're a little bit too ready to hop in the car and drive to some place like a Walmart or a Target or somewhere like that, when we really don't need to. I mean, how many times do you need to go to Lowe's if that's not part of your job, for example? So maybe we've come to realize that we can consolidate a bit, and sometimes we're a bit wasteful with our time, money, and everything. You know, spending time at home with the kids and that sort of stuff can take the place of yet another trip into town, or heading out to a restaurant and leaving the kids with the sitter. I think we might have found that wasn't necessarily what we always needed to be doing. Well, in that same vein, I believe NASCAR learned those kind of lessons as well. You know, for us, you know, how many trips to Walmart can you make? Well, how many times do NASCAR teams really need to practice? You know, last year, over the vast majority of the season, there was no practice. Now, I would say that it's better. It's good to have some practice. You know, I don't think they should go into a 36-race season and say we're never going to practice, particularly when you have young drivers or drivers who have switched teams and they're trying to build a rapport with crew chief and car chief and folks like that as to get their cars working correctly. I believe that you need some practice, but I don't think we need 36 weeks worth of practice, 2 and 3 practice sessions on Friday and Saturday leading up to a Sunday race. And I think the NASCAR teams have realized that as well, that they don't necessarily need that. I mean, heck, for that matter, we had crew chiefs who weren't even coming to the shop because of pandemic restrictions, and how many folks they were allowed to have in a shop. They were just, you know, working from home on a computer or cell phone, providing setup information with the team. There were instances where the first time the crew chief saw the car was when it unloaded from the truck at the racetrack. So I don't know that we need to continue going that far, but I do think that, you know, that many practice sessions throughout the year, it's just the teams, it costs the teams a lot of money because they go through a lot of tires, and you have to bring that second car, that backup car that you may not need, which then that entails bringing more personnel. More personnel means more hotel rooms, more meals, those kind of things that have to be provided for as well. So NASCAR teams spend a lot of money, and maybe, I don't know, of course I don't pay the bills for any of them, but maybe that'll wind up being it might just be a drop in the bucket as far as their expenses are concerned, but still it is a cost saver in a time when cost savers probably are needed because there aren't as many sponsors as there used to be. I can remember back a few years ago when they were selling sponsor packages just for qualifying and practice days, and we're certainly not in that realm anymore. So anytime that they can cut costs, I'm sure they're all on board with it. And, you know, again, that, like all the practice sessions were probably one of those things that they just continued to do because they always done. TV networks liked having the content to put on, but we, as we've just seen this past week, those TV networks is going away. NBCSN, they've announced that by the end of the year that they'll be shutting that network down, so there won't be much need for as much content. And along the same line as the practice, fine, you know, my races like drew for position based on points. That seemed to work out pretty well. Thought it went all right, so. You know, there should be some qualifying again, maybe for the bigger races. NASCAR is going to have some qualifying this year. I believe it's 8 races that they plan to qualify for. So, you know, again, that's maybe one of those things that's not needed. I can tell you, we don't need as much qualifying on a dirt track as we see every night where you're qualifying every car in every class with a single car qualifying run, which eats up a large amount of time in the show. So if NASCAR doesn't need it, if NASCAR can draw for position, then local tracks can draw for position as well when they're lining up their races. But the pandemic forced these changes. They might have been rejected by TV networks had you suggested them 1 year ago at this time before the pandemic took hold. But now maybe they found out that TV networks, NASCAR teams, and everybody may have found out that, hey, we can do this without it. So, some, like I said, some needed, but I don't know that you need 36 weeks worth of it. I've long time. I was born in 1967, 53 years old. Been through a lot of NASCAR seasons. I've been a NASCAR fan for as long as I can remember. Last year was one of the years where if somebody asked me what if I'm a NASCAR fan or not, I was more than proud to say that I was, because the sport and its leadership did such an amazing job of bringing it back. You know, it was the first major sport to come back and had very few coronavirus positive tests. I mean, yeah, Jimmy Johnson and Austin Dillon test positive, but beyond that, a few crew members, but there was not some huge significant outbreak that I think a lot of people might have been fearful for. NASCAR showed last year that it can change times, it can adapt with tough situations, and last year. So, going forward into 2021, it's important for all of us, not just for all of us, take the from last year and NASCAR is no different. Just by taking what they learned in terms of practice qualifying or just a circumstance that last year they added in a couple of road course races. They raced that they and other tracks like that, just because they want to get some races in. Four races we had been, that number that was made. If and once again, coronavirus was not good. Don't misunderstand. But the changes that were made because of it, I think in the long run, got that, you know, that worked out well. So, you know, sometimes difficult times force difficult decisions, and sometimes those difficult decisions work out maybe better than we expected. But anyway, that's just a brief rambling that I had for today. Again, please continue to check out InsideCircleTrack.com and InsideDirtRacing.com as you have been. We're so appreciative that you do, and I wish you all the best going forward. Thank you for taking the time to give it a listen. It's Richard Allen saying goodbye.